Teller for this evening. So I'm going to hand over to Russell now and just let him take it away from here.
Okay, hi, thanks very much. I'm going to be eating very soon, but I want to start off with a song. And it's not a song about any Bible person, it's a song from the kind of bluegrass states of America. And this particular song is about a woman who is covered, she's got clay, the red clay of the earth. In her hands and her clothes and everywhere. And because of that, the boys in the city won't dance with her. But she reckons that when she gets to heaven, will she have a red clay robes and red clay wings and a red clay halo for her head. And a lot of the women that Jesus meets in the Bible, and that's what we're looking at today, women in the Bible and that Jesus meets, they're just very ordinary women. And they're just not maybe the glamorous people. In Luke's gospel, particularly, Jesus keeps on having encounters with so many women folk. And there's not a single place that Jesus is down on any woman. He just seems to have a bigger band of women. There's the disciples, then there's a bigger band of women who seem to be following him in his life journey. So let's take a wee listen to this song. And if anybody would like to come up and where the jigging bit goes and do the wee twirl and dancey bit, you know, that'll be fine. So any good dancers here? Any good dancers? Big folk, wee folk? Well, let's just hear the song and see the words. It's a good wee song about the red clay halo. Gillian Welsh is the name of the singer. She's very good.
Oh, that many people that have songs about dirt. But we do.
Bit of volume there. Sense of it. Maybe we could fade that and go into the words and play the CD track itself, eh? Got a wee sense of her in concert there. So she's got this girl, a country girl who's all covered in the red clay of the country because she's working, and the boys in the city won't dance with her, but she reckons that when she gets to heaven, she'll be accepted. She'll have a place there. I think we've got the words and probably just playing from the CD track 4. That'll be quite good. Meanwhile, I want you each to be doing a drawing in a wee minute while we're eating. And I've got a whole lot of cards here of women in the Bible. And you're able to choose one of these. Do we have Bibles, Albert? I forgot about that.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good, because you actually need to check out. You want to take one between two or something like that, yeah? Can you be a giver-outer? Could you do that for me? Could you give some of these out to be one between two? Can you give that out, maybe one between two or something like that, yeah? Okay. All the girls all dance with the boys from the city, and they don't care to dance with me. Now, it ain't my fault that the fields are muddy, and the red clay stains my feet. So we'll track 4, I think, from the CD. And we can hear a wee bit of Gillian Welsh. I forgot about getting Bibles out. That's great. And we're still stuck needing a Bible woman. New Testament Bible woman. You all got one? Good. One of these Bible women was quite incredible. Her story is that she had been bleeding for 12 years. She had this bleeding in her for 12 years. And she spent all her money at the doctors. and she seemed to be getting even worse. And Jesus had come across the boat from the other side of the Lake of Galilee. And there was a huge crowd round about him, an absolutely ginormous crowd. And everywhere he went, folk were bumping into him and pushing him and shoving him. And a rich official came up and knelt at his feet and said, please come, my wee daughter is ill. Please come and cure my wee daughter. If you just say a word, you'll cure her. And so off he goes with the official and the big crowd following him. And then this woman, who had heard that Jesus might be able to help her, just touched the edge of, can you touch my coat? Can you just touch it? Just touch it like that. Just like that. The woman just touched Jesus' coat like that. And he turned around and said, who touched me? Who touched me? And his disciples said, don't be daft. There is folks all over the place here bumping into you. But Jesus knew that a power had gone out of him. And the woman was very, very nervous and said, it was me. I touched you. And Jesus said to that woman, your faith has made you well. Be clean. And so that woman was just incredibly, wonderfully happy because she had been touched by Jesus. I want us all, while we're getting the music sorted out here, to actually stand up and come up here, please. Can everybody come up here? Can we all come up here? We're getting the technical thing sorted out. And make a kind of a biggish circle here. Whoa. Okay, we made a biggish circle here while we're getting the technical side sorted. I took part in something which I found was absolutely hilarious and made everybody be very happy. When I was at the Storytelling Centre about two weeks ago, has anybody ever come across laughing yoga? Well, you'd like to try it. Well, this is the thing. Jesus, see all these women that followed Jesus? A lot of them had hurts. A lot of them felt bad about themselves. But I'm certain, this is what I want us to do today. I'm certain that they became very happy as they got to know Jesus. And laughing yoga is like a new therapy, which could be good for churches or it could be good for anywhere. But I'm sure that Jesus made folk really laugh. And what I want you to do is just to freak out, just to kind of stretch out a wee bit. Can you just kind of go, big breath and up and down. A big breath and up and down. And I'm wanting us now to wander around. And as we wander around, I want you to just look at folk. And I want you just to laugh. Okay, I just want you to look at folk. You've got to look at... Point at them. You've got to look at their eyes and just wander around and have a good laugh. Just fake it. Wander around. Wander around a wee bit. Back in the circle. Can we take a big breath again? Oh, right. We've all got our mobile phones, and we've just heard something absolutely fantastic in the mobile phone. And it's just to get us into the sense that I think the people of Jesus would be a very happy people, and they'd be sharing lots of laughter. Have you all seen pictures of the laughing Jesus? Who here has seen pictures of the laughing Jesus? There was an art exhibition in Edinburgh of the laughing Jesus. Because so many of the pictures that we see of Jesus are like, and the women following Jesus are like. But I'm just certain that they had a great laugh with Jesus all the time. So imagine you've just had a phone call from Jesus and he's just told you something, a fantastic joke. So what you've got to do is you've got to go around folk like this and go. Wander around. Don't stand in the spot. Wander around. On you go. Ha 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 Wander around. Don't just try. And back in the circle again. Oh dear. Now, it's actually very good for you because it releases all kinds of... you see, the good company of Jesus would have been a jolly place. I know it would. It would have been a great fun to be with Jesus. And I'm just sure, although we've got stories of Jesus touching folk in very deep ways, a lot of the time it would be great. Now, Jesus was always poking fun. So this is all I want to do here. We've got to go up to each other like this. Okay, you go like this. And just before you touch, you go... Okay, so you go up like this. You've got to jump away, right? As close as you can, then jump away. It's a wee bit of an electric shock, this one. Okay, go for it. So you go up, and then just... Right, folks. I'm just sure that the way Jesus touched folk, the things that he said, just the company of Jesus have been great. And the disciples and the women who followed Jesus, I'm sure, would have been part of just a great, great group. I think I've got my song, but let's just stay here. Let's stay stood up. And if you look at all the girls all dance with the boys from the city. And there's a couple of wee instrumental bits. And you know how you kind of go, you know how you kind of dance like this? And you go like that with folk. Okay, so you can do a wee bit of that when it gets there. Okay, can we hear it now? Thank you very much. Come up and join our dancing. Here we go, all the girls.
All the girls all dance with the boys from the city, and they don't care to dance with me. Now it ain't my fault that the fields are muddy and the red clay stains my feet. And it's under my nails and it's under my collar, and it shows on Sunday clothes. Don't do my best with the soap and the water, but the damned old dirt won't go. But when I pass through the pearly gate, my gown be gold instead, or just a red clay robe with a red clay wings and a red clay halo for my head. Dust in the summer when it blows in a crimson tide, until the trees and the leaves and the cows are the color of the dirt on the mountainside. But when I pass through the pearly gate, my gown be gold instead, or just a red clay robe with a red clay and a red clay halo for my head. The good and muddy when I get to the other side, and when I gown be gold instead, or just a red clay robe with a red clay wings and a red clay halo for my head? I'll take a red clay robe with a red clay wings and a red clay halo for my head.
Imagine this woman, instead of golden robe and golden halo, she's got the red clay robe, because it's like, you know, she couldn't wash it off. But her great prayer would be that when she gets to heaven, she'd be accepted with her red clay. Just like all these women that met with Jesus were accepted for the way they were. So we're now going to have a wee look at each other's halos, you know, so so just look above and then look at the person's eyes, okay? So we've each got a halo. There's a halo up there. Halo, I like you. Folks, if you like to get some food and then eat your food and your juice and find the Bible woman that I've given you, if anybody still needs a wee bit of card with another Bible woman on it, and draw that Bible woman, but draw her laughing. I want you to draw her with laughter in her face. And so get some food and have a look up the Bible. Did anyone come in a wee minute ago there needing a Bible person? Did you need a Bible person? What would you like? Something nice and simple. Martha's a good one. Or the crippled woman. Or Mary Magdalene. What would you like? Or Mary. Which one would you like?
Martha.
There you are. You have Martha.
Thank you.
Okay. So you've got to find her in the Bible and then draw her. Draw her. Draw her. Okay. Woohoo. Can we play track in the white one, the white thing? Just play track one, yeah? Is that possible? Yeah, track one. Will it play loud enough? Yeah. Oh my goodness! This is nice getting food, isn't it? Very good. You've been drawing great. That's brilliant.
And what were their names, whose stories and images we seek to reclaim? Who were these women whose stories we tell, their mother and sister to all? Oh, daughter of Jephthah, your story is unclear. Who are these women whose stories we tell, their mother and sister to
all?
Ruth and Naomi, with you we celebrate the bonding of women when demands are great. Loving each other through the morning and
day.
Then you danced at a wedding with new life again. Who were these women and what were their names, whose stories and images we seek to reclaim? Daybreak with God the Creator.
it
funny,
all.
Aren't they? I mean, folk have got family time.
When time was beginning, your presence was there. Oh, Master Craftswoman, creating us here. Who were these women, and what were their names? Whose stories and images we seek to reclaim? Who were these women, whose stories we tell? Their mother and sister.
And finish the rest
oh,
of the food
Mary
off.
Of Magdala, that morning you'd come, only to find there a cold, empty tomb. Mary, ah, Mary, God is calling your name. You're the first one to know Christ has risen again.
Yeah.
Who were these women and what were their names? Whose stories and images we seek to reclaim? Who were these women whose stories we tell? Their mother and sister.
Thanks. Who are these women and what are their names? They're mothers and sisters to us. And so as we read the Bible, we find all these women. And today we're just going to, I want each of you to do a picture of the woman in your little bit of Bible story. And see, even if she's got a really difficult bit in her life, imagine her just meeting Jesus and having a real good laugh with Jesus. I want you to do that as you draw the drawing of her. So while you're eating away, check out the Bible person you've got, the Bible woman that you've got, and draw her the best you can. And just imagine her meeting Jesus and the fantastic happiness that she feels. While you're doing that, there's another track two in that white one, track two in the white one, which is about the honky-tonk woman in the Bible, in the Bible. So we'll hear that while you're busy working away and eating away. I'm going to finish off all the food that you've not eaten. Thanks.
They were women of the Bible. They made a name and a place in history. They weren't like the women that we call good. They did what they had to, did what they could. They were bad acting honky-tonk women like me. Now Joshua sent two guys out to spy out the land. They said it's milk and honey, and honey, everything's grand. But when those guys got spied out, they had to find a place to hide out. They chose a bad acting honky-tonk woman like me. They were women of the Bible.
It's a nice apple.
They made a name and a place in history. They weren't like the women that we call good. They did what they had to, did what they could. They were bad acting honky-tonk women like me. Now Ruth said, whither thou goest, I'm with you, Naomi. But Naomi said, Ruthie, we've got to get you a home. After the barn dance, cousin Bo will sleep in, slip up to his sleeping bag and creep in, you'll be an old married lady, but
you.
Shady, like me. They were women of the B-I-B-L-E. They made a name and a place in history. They weren't like the women that we call good. They did what they had to, did what they could. They were bad acting honky-tonk women like me. My mama said, don't ever talk to a stranger. But after five husbands, I figured there wasn't any danger. Till he made an offer that threw me. The guy at the well really knew me. A bad acting honky-tonk woman like me. They were women of the B-I-B-L-E. They made a name and a place in history. They weren't like the women that we call good. They did what they had to, did what they could. They were bad acting honky-tonk women like me.
Good choice.
This is the story.
Yeah, so as you read your little bit of your little bit that you've got of the Bible woman that you've got, I want you to think about and draw her meeting Jesus, and really, if you like, at a point where she's just having a good laugh with Jesus. Maybe there's been something hard happened to her, maybe something good happened to her, but when she's with Jesus, it's like, wow. There's such good fun, such good laughter. And then I want you to imagine something that she experiences that might not be in the Bible story about Jesus. Just a little thing. It might be about what you've read, or it might be about something completely different. Something really quite wacky that you've had a good time with somebody and you think, wow, I wonder if Jesus would be like that. It could be about, gosh, Jesus was at this place where there was lots of food, and it was just great, and here he finished off all the pizza or something like that. You know, I mean, it could be something as crazy as that. But I just want you to get a wee idea of the woman that you've read about, kind of meeting Jesus, and meeting him, and there's a great laughter exchanged, great fun. Okay, just a wee idea you've got, any wee idea at all. Meanwhile, keep eating. There's tons of food. Who all brought food here today? I mean, it's an amazing amount of food. Thank you very much, everyone. I don't need my tea when I get home. Can you do a wee song with me? Well, we're actually, you need to stop eating for just a wee second. So I sing a line, then you sing a line. Many people all belong to the Jesus family, round the world. One more time. Many people all belong to the Jesus family, round the world. All of us here belong to the Jesus family, here and now. Here and now. Here and now. Good. Thank you very much. Keep working. Keep eating. We're going to go and get more food. Wow, you got pizza. Yeah, lovely. What a feast. What a feast. I hope there's some decent drawings going on as well as smudgy food been eaten. Are you able to multitask, to draw and eat? Well, that's a work of art there, yeah. Wow. So that, well, that's Jesus with Mary. Oh, the text. I'm looking at Jenny's picture, and Jenny has got a picture of a woman like this. How many of you have ever seen a woman standing like this? And Jenny's story, the story that Jenny is drawing the picture of, is of the wee boy Jesus who had got lost in Jerusalem, and then his mother finds him in the temple, and she's like this. I can just love that. And I was asking Jenny, is the mother laughing or angry? And she said, both. Both. I once, as a wee boy, was going home from school. And the girl behind me, wasn't my girlfriend, but the girl behind where I stayed, had another girlfriend. There's another girl. And she said, Russell, your mum's away out shopping. Come to my house. And this was in the days, you're not going to believe this, this was the days where we didn't have a television. How many folk can remember that far back? Have a good laugh at all our, us old folk. And the girl behind did have the television. But you had to shut the curtains in order to see it. You couldn't, and it wasn't black, it was black and white. So it was great. And I went into her house and I was watching the television. At that very time, my mother had got the police sergeant that lived along the road with all the police in Ayr and Prestwick. All the taxi drivers in Ayr and Prestwick were driving all over looking for me. Down at the beach, up at the pit, at the school, in the burn, in case I'd maybe fallen and drowned. They were looking everywhere for me. And here was me, over the fence, in Linda's house watching the television. Can you imagine what my mother looked like? I think she would have been like this. Can you imagine what my mother looked like and what she said when I appeared over the fence? I think she was a bit angry, but she was also probably laughing. Oh, it's you. It's you. Oh, let me tell you. Let me tell you. We've got all the police looking for you. We've got all the taxis looking for you. But I'm glad to see you. So that picture is very good. I love that. The hands like this. We'll give you another wee 5 minutes, and then we're going to get some of your different stories and see what woman stories you've got there in the Bible. So keep eating. Or somebody has got Martha. Da-dan! Martha. Wow, where's Martha? Where's a picture of Martha? You're still doing it. Martha was the woman who did so much work trying to make a big feast for Jesus. And she was in the kitchen and she was working so hard. And it was just so hard. And her sister Mary was sitting at the fireside with Jesus having a good blether. And Martha lost her rag and said to Jesus, Jesus, go tell her to give me a hand. And we'll find out what happened later. Going to tell me to give her a hand. All good healthy stuff there, eh? Well, we want to say thank you for the food we've got. And if I can find a tune, I'm not a tuneful person, but I'll see if I can find it. Somebody can help me if they know this one. For health and strength and daily food, we praise your name, O Lord. Does anyone know that? Join in with me then. For health and strength and daily food, we praise your name, O Lord. Again. For health and strength and daily food, we praise your name, O Lord. Now, we're going to start off on this side here with Albert's table and the back table. And you'll start off for health and strength. And then we'll get this middle two tables here to join in, and then I'll be at the back end with you lot, okay? So, one more all together, just to get the tune. For health and strength and daily food, we praise your name, O Lord. You ready to go? For health and strength and for health and strength and for health and strength and daily food, we praise your name, O Lord. For health and strength and daily food, we praise your name, O Lord. Great. Have we got anybody now who could tell me a wee bit about their woman, who they are, and what they imagine when they met up with Jesus? Do you want to say a wee bit more about that mother, Mary the mother? I think this is all wired up. Do you want to say a wee bit more about what you feel she'd be, you know, how she would, you know, just what was going on there?
Well, I think when she... Is it
on? Yes, I think it is, yeah.
I think when she found Jesus, he'd have been chattering away about how excited he was about what he'd been doing. And so that would have kind of overcome her feelings of anger, maybe, and made her relieved to see him and just sharing his excitement about what he'd been doing.
That's good. So when that idea that you have, that when she saw Jesus, he'd be so involved in chattering with all the elders in the temple, that although she might have been really angry, it was a bit like a wow moment for her.
Yeah.
Wow, look, here's my boy. Here is my boy talking with these elders. He's been safe all along.
Mm-hmm. And wow. I think the fact that he would be so wrapped up in what he was doing.
He was
really
so wrapped
it.
Up, yeah. But I love this idea. I love your picture of Mary with her hands like this.
Well, she'd still have to show him that she was angry.
She would have to show him, but yet there'd be a deep joy and laughter of discovering where he was and what he was about. Were you involved in this conversation? Have you any thoughts, any further thoughts on that?
I'm afraid not.
You're afraid not, that's okay. Anybody else got somebody? One of the women. Who have you got? Tell us a wee bit.
I've got the unknown woman who suffered from a lady for 12 years.
This is the woman with the bleeding for 12 years. And, right, what do you feel about her?
Well, obviously she was very, very desperate because she tried everything and nobody could cure her. And she'd obviously heard what Jesus could do and she thought, if I could just touch him,
yep,
it will help me.
A secret touch.
It was a secret touch. Well, she thought it was.
She thought it was a secret touch.
But obviously Jesus felt the minute that some of his power was channeled out of him, because he asked, who touched me?
Right, so, okay.
And Simon said to him that the whole crowd was all around him. It could have been anybody. And he says, Lord, he says, I know somebody touched me. And the woman, who's unnamed, we don't know her name, came forward and put herself at his feet and said, it was me. And he just said to her, your faith has cured you, woman. You may now go in peace.
What a story.
Brilliant story.
Absolutely amazing. I don't know, does any of the older ones here know a singer called Sam Cooke? I touched the hem of his garment and I would be well. It's a fantastic soul song.
I know his name, but I've never heard that song.
Brilliant song. So how did that woman feel then?
I think she would have felt totally amazed.
Totally and utterly amazed. Thank you very much. Anybody else? What about this Martha one? Have you got to tell me something about Martha? We've got a wonderful picture here of Martha with the cleaning, doing all the washing. And here she is here with the washing machine and the dustbin and the dustpan and working away. See Martha working away here? Look at that. Look at that picture of the woman working away. Meanwhile, Mary is through next door doing nothing, apart from listening to Jesus. So what do you feel? I mean, did Jesus... Yeah, Jesus gave her a hard time a wee bit, did he? What do you think?
I don't know.
You don't know? He seemed to give her a bit of a hard time because she was complaining about her sister. Is that pretty real to life?
Uh-huh.
So are you a Martha or are you a Mary? Are you a kind of a worker or are you a person that would kind of chill out with friends?
A worker.
You're a Martha.
I never stop.
You never stop.
Work, kids, house.
Work, kids, house. Mm-hmm. You're a real Martha. Mm-hmm. A real Martha. So how would you feel if Jesus said to you, hey, you need to chill out a wee bit more. Mary's actually got the right idea here for this moment in time. Do you feel you need some chill out time?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Is this it?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is my break.
This is your break. Absolutely fantastic. It's a wee chill out time. So this is a good Bible story for you. Jesus said to Martha, actually, Mary's chosen the right thing just now. You need some time out. You need some time to chill out and to be with me. And see all the work. It can wait. The work he's doing, but at that moment...
Could wait.
That's a good story you chose, eh?
Relates to me.
It's you.
Really, yeah. It relates
your name
to
is? Because I don't...
Debbie.
Debbie. Mm. So instead of Mary and Martha, we now know this story as Mary and... Debbie. It's a Mary and Debbie story. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Anybody else got a character? Who have we got? Who have you got here? Who have you got here? Come on, tell us.
Well,
you need a mic. Aye. Hold on to it. Yeah.
I'm trying to. She must have been one of the first ones to get to the tomb, because she came back and tried to tell the disciples what had happened.
So is this Mary?
No,
it's not.
Joanne.
It's Joanne.
Joanna.
Joanne's hardly have any Joannes here. Anybody called Joanne? Quite a popular name now. Oh, you're a Joanne.
One of my names.
Is it your first name or your middle name? Or?
It's actually my first name, but I'm not known as Joanne.
My name is Robert Russell, and I'm known as Russell. Because we had a father called Robert, and a grandfather called Robert, and an uncle called Robert. And one was called Bob, another was called Rab, another was called Robert. So why did you not get called Joanne?
I don't know.
It's a nice name.
You've got a nice name, Claire.
Tell us a wee bit more about Joanne.
Well, she went to the apostles and tried to describe and tell them what had happened about the tomb.
So is this idea that the men were all hiding?
Could be.
The men were all hiding, and it was the woman who discovered Jesus was alive.
Yeah.
I was minister for 21 years in the East End of Glasgow, and a lot of the time I wanted to support people in the community. There'd be about 11 women and one man. Why is it that the men disappeared? Why were the men all hiding? Why did the men not get involved? These are questions I don't know the answer to. Can you tell me?
Nope. Because even guide units, you know, if it's a parents' night, it's all mums that go. Dads very seldom go. You get the odd one, but I don't know why that is.
Somebody told me it's because women have got a deeper innate care for their family and therefore their community.
Maybe.
That might be why they stick at it when the men... Cheerio, I'm off ski.
Don't want to be embarrassed.
And it might be about that.
Yeah, could be.
Might be about that.
Might be.
So Joanne's only got the one mention in the Bible, has she? I think
that's
she has.
As far as I'm aware, yeah.
But she was one of the women. While the men were hiding, they were hiding in a locked room. They didn't want to get found out. And it was the woman who discovered the risen Jesus. What do you think she felt when she came across that risen Jesus?
Well, at one point it says she remembered his words, so she must have remembered him saying something like that.
Well, we've got this imagination that there's only the 12 men that followed after Jesus as they walked around for 3 years around Galilee, Palestine. But actually, another bit says that there's a big band of people, including many women. So Joanne must have been one of Jesus' followers. Great. So Joanne, your name has been reclaimed. We'll now know you as Joanne. Thanks. MDL's got a... Oh, here we are, across here. Who speaks? Albert.
This is the picture of the one at the top of the... Women Jesus met at the well.
This is the woman that Jesus... You can see that Albert is an artist. It's one of these kind of Picasso-type paintings. Do you know about Picasso? He did a painting like that and charged $12,000 for it. Just like that. And folks said, that's ridiculous. That only took you 30 seconds. Oh no, he says, that's a lifetime it took me. All the skill to be able to go like that. So that looks like a Picasso. This is the woman at the...
This is the woman at the well. But
the
it's
well.
The picture. It's the picture of the lady after, at the end of the evening, because she started off going to the well in midday, and she was on her own because she was a woman that was a kind of caring and loving person, but she could never quite get relationships to work. And she'd actually been married 5 times and her marriages hadn't worked out. And it may not all have been her fault. And she found herself a wee bit estranged from people. And all the other women in the village didn't speak much to her. And there was a lot of gossip going on. And she used to go to the well at 12 o'clock in the midday sun when it was really warm so nobody would see her. And that's when she met Jesus. And Jesus gave her a whole new dimension to her life. And she ended up going back telling everybody in her village that she'd met the Messiah. And she ended up going to her bed that night with a big smile on her face because for the first time she felt she had met somebody who really understood her.
A real big smile. She went to her bed. Have anybody here ever gone to their bed with a completely... hugely, wonderfully happy feeling after a while of being really, really, really kind of feeling rejected and everything's against you? It's a fantastic feeling if you ever get that. It's a wonderful feeling, isn't it? Absolutely fantastic. Great. Thanks, Albert.
Okay.
Have we got another character? Here? Yeah? Very good. Sheena, thanks.
We had the widow in the temple.
Where is she?
Where is she? Oh, no, the picture's in my head.
Look here just now, folks. There's a picture here of the woman in the temple.
We tried various attempts, but... well, actually, yours was quite good. No, I suppose we have got one or two. But, yes, yeah, she was... She'd been married, and they'd had this little business together. It wasn't much, but they both used to work in the field, and then she would take some produce into the city of Jerusalem to sell. But when her husband died, she wasn't able to move around in the same way, and she wasn't allowed to sell her things in the same way. And this really marginalized her, put her out, and all the people that had spoken to her before, they just looked down on her. So when Jesus actually took notice of her, this really made a difference. It really sort of boosted her, how she felt about herself, boosted her confidence. And as she got to know the other women that Jesus went around with, she found a group that she could be part of.
So Jesus had a good word for her when everyone else was downing her. She was doing her best. She was giving a lot, even though having her husband died, it'd be tough. And then she was brought into that Jesus family. Mm. All of us part of the Jesus family. That belonging to the bigger family is a fantastic thing of the Christian faith, isn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think an awful lot of people that I know don't feel they belong. And one of the great things that I felt when I was a teenager was that when I went to church to the Bible study on a Friday night, there was an 80-year-old man who had been a doctor and out in Nepal. And there was a woman from England who was 60. And she was like, oh, another granny to me. And there were a couple of young men. And one of them had a Beetle car and took us home at night. And we stopped at the chip shop and talked and talked and talked. And then there were some teenagers. I think the great thing actually about the Christian family, the Jesus family, is it's multi-age. It's not just about a youth or about old folk, isn't it? So how old do you think this woman would be?
She was probably about 45.
45,
yeah.
Hard life.
Hard life.
Great, thank you so much. And we're this looks a great picture here. Who's this?
Susanna.
Who is Susanna?
She was one of the women that helped Jesus with her own resources.
And we don't know much about her. She actually... Oh, right, so you reckon that she put food into the pot?
I think so.
Made some soup, mm-hmm. A nice stew.
Got other people to follow, I think.
And she's only mentioned once.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, we imagine that you've imagined... This is a lovely picture. Really is. Wow. This is a woman who helped Jesus out of her own resources. Can you see the flats and the busy city? See that there? This is a woman, Susanna, just mentioned once. Yeah. And Susanna helps Jesus out of her own resources. So he can't live in thin air. And so Susanna is somebody who made the pizza. Curry and couscous. What do you imagine that she saw in Jesus?
I just saw that he healed the evil spirits and diseases for the women, so she thought she would just follow to help him.
He healed Jesus. He healed people's spirits and diseases. Thank you very much. That looks great. I love this picture. Is that your writing? No. Very nice. Oh, that's good too. Fantastic. Anybody else? You got one of the women. Who have you got? Tell us.
We had a mother with a child, and this is our picture here.
Oh, let's take it. Can you carry it round? Can you show that round, everybody? Do you want to tell us what happened? Do you want to hold the mic there and just tell us what happened?
I looked up the verse, but the verse wasn't about the mother and the child.
It wasn't about the woman at all. Well, that means I really have muffed it up.
I'm sorry to say that, but I don't know what the verse
was. All right. That's really good.
I'm sorry.
I managed to really muck it up. That's what happens when you do things in 5 minutes.
Maybe I looked it up wrong. I don't know.
No, you probably didn't. Can I tell you what it was meant to be about then? It was meant to be
Please do.
Jesus was absolutely exhausted. And a whole lot of parents came with their children. Oh, are you going to sing a song? What are you going to say? What are you going to say? And the disciples said, "Away and leave him in peace." Jesus is exhausted. And Jesus said, "No, you bring the children to me. I want to bless them." That's what you're meant to have got. I do apologise. No, you're fine. Have we won last? Who have you got here?
The other side of the girl's story over there, Mary.
Okay. Mary, okay, you Mary. Hold the mic.
Mary as opposed to Martha.
Here is Mary. Mary as opposed to Martha. Here's Mary. Tell us a wee bit about Mary.
Well, Mary maybe has had to make a choice. Yes, there's all the work to be done in the preparation, and yet she's taken time out to give time to God or to give time to Jesus. But sometimes we can make out we're so busy doing other things that we don't have time for Jesus. We don't have time for God.
That's Mary there.
And sometimes we've just got to be like Mary to take time out and say, "Well, I can do it later." Sometimes we say, "I'll do God later," instead of saying, "I'll do the other thing later."
So Mary made the right choice. Mary made the right choice. She chose. Yeah. Thanks very much. All of these women, and that's just some of the women in the New Testament. I think that there are about 40 women mentioned in the New Testament. And all of them had these encounters with Jesus. All of them traveled around with Jesus. And he made a huge, wonderful difference to their lives. Next week, we're going to be looking at the 12 disciples, the men. Is that right, Albert? The 12. We'll do something a bit different from today. We'll shape it up different. But I want you to, I want you to really end up with is that Jesus made all of these women laugh, either laugh at themselves or laugh with each other or laugh with him. I want to just tell you that when I was that young boy of maybe 17, 18, and I kind of, I would say, met Jesus, because it was like up till then I was saying, "All right, enough, yeah, okay, Jesus, Christianity, and all the rest of it." I felt when I said to Jesus, "Okay, here's my life. I trust you with it." I felt Jesus just laughed. And laughed. And he just laughed. He said, "Russell, you've been messing around with all your arguments for years now about yes or no. But thank you." He just laughed. And it's like God, his dad was laughing too, having a right good laugh that eventually I had made up my mind. I had made up my mind I could trust him. So can we all come for some laughter yoga again, please? Can we come into a big circle here? And we'll finish up, and then you can eat for that for another wee while. But many people all belong to the Jesus family, round the world. All of us here belong to the Jesus family, here and now. Here and now. So, Jesus often ate and drank with folk, and I don't know whether he mixed up cocktails or not, but what I want you to do is this. Imagine you've got two glasses like this and you're going... and then... and then... In laughter yoga, apparently you just fake it, and if you fake the laughter, even if you don't feel the laughter, it comes, and it actually is incredibly good. Do you think it would have been fun to be around with Jesus? I think there'd be times when it'd be incredibly deep and incredibly quiet and serious. But I think there'd be times where it would just have been absolute hoot. I don't know if I'm going to be buried or not, or burned. Do you know what I mean? Between cremated or buried. But if I am buried, and my wife had to help me to do a will when we bought a house or a mortgage, and it said cremated on the will, the small writing. And Susan said, well, what would happen if we were in a wee country church up somewhere and it was like 300 miles to a crematorium? I said, oh, well, buried would be fine. Because I know what I'd like in my gravestone. I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but I actually do know. Because, you know, people sometimes put R.I.P., rest in peace. I don't think that's Christian. I don't think that's Christian. That could have gone to sleep. I want four words, my name, and date of birth and date of death. And then four words. Gone to the party. Now, I think that's Christian. But there's too many gravestones that are about rest and peace, and you can imagine, you know, dead folk kind of being dead. Whereas Christianity is about the great feast. It's about the sense of meeting people and carrying, having a party, having a dance together and meeting folk. But it's beyond our imaginations. That's why we can only think of it as a party. So gone to the party is what I want in my gravestone. So, our last bit of laughter therapy.
I think too.
Aye.
As I'm the evangelist, I think I'll put after it in mine. Are you coming too?
Are you coming too? Right, so let's have a wee sense of that, of that party. And I don't know whether I was right or wrong, but I wanted to convey something tonight of the fact all these women, and they didn't follow Jesus just because he was a doer, kind of serious person. I think they followed him because he was serious and deep, but also hilarious and funny and fun. And lively. So let's have our last wander around. And how do we do this one? I think we just maybe point up and say, gone to the party. Yeah, that's where we're going. We're going to the party and have a good laugh about that. Okay, we're going to the party. It's a party here now. But that's our idea of heaven. We're going to be with Jesus. That's the party. Okay, last bit of laughter therapy then. Here we go. Wander around. You're not going to laugh. Are you going to? Oh, up and away. Oh dear. Oh. Good party. Amen. 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 Go around and was we amen and just give it, okay? Amen. 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 Later. Amen. 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 And quieter. Amen. 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 Amen.
Could you say a wee prayer for Rowan?
But Owen.
He's got a bit off his finger.
Oh.
He's got a wee sling on his arm.
Owen has got, give me a high five, there we are. Owen's got a wee bit off his finger, it's a sore finger. And so we want to say a wee prayer for Owen. Heavenly Father, we do pray for Owen. We thank you for him. We thank you for the lovely lad he is. And we pray for his healing, his wholeness. And we just have that sense of Jesus blessing him here and his mum. Blessing them both here and now, and we pray for his healing. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Well, I don't know what we'll do next week, but we'll do something quite different again. And now I know what you're like. Are you always like this? That's nice. That's good. So share a bit of laughter therapy through the week, folks, and let me know how it works.
Don't.